the truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, Wyatt was really a master.
My dad's gonna get a hot tub.
What?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I won't get to see it that often. It's at his place.
Yeah.
But when I go there, it's
should have a party or something.
Yes, that's
awesome. Yeah, right.
I know someone who got a fungal disease from a hot tub.
Okay.
Is it you?
Hello?
Yeah.
Henry?
What?
Are we paying attention or are we having other conversations?
Yes, no, it's great.
All right. We're gonna go see the European Surrealists, okay? This is not a pipe, right, Henry?
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Treachery of images, guys. Okay, keep it moving. We're gonna go on. Sixth floor, right? Where are we going?
Sixth floor.
Thank you, guys. Okay. So I want you, when we go up there, I want you to be thinking, where are we seeing?
The truth.
TheTruthPodcast.com.
Stand back, please.
Christina's world. That's some painting.
Yeah, it's obviously a great painting.
You've seen it before?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
You like it?
It's kind of spooky.
What do you mean?
Excuse me, stand back, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Spooky how?
It looks like a scene in a horror movie. It's, like, okay, so you've got the crows in the sky, which is ominous. The house over there looks like it hasn't been lived in like, 100 years. And the girl herself, she looks like she's just escaped from some kind of torture.
Hmm.
Like she just escaped something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, also she's all alone. And she's crawling.
Trying to get back, you think?
I suppose, but I don't know. It looks abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Did your group abandon you?
Oh.
The group you were with here?
I like to think I abandoned them.
There you go. Well, how would you like to know the real story of...
Sure.
Anna Christina Olson was a cripple. She had polio. In her mid-20s, she was sent to a hospital in Boston where she was told that the condition would just get worse and worse and worse. She was an invalid. She refused to use a wheelchair. She would drag herself around the house exactly the way she's pulling herself through this field.
It's kind of weird that she'd go so far from the house if she's just dragging herself.
She was a very determined personality. And she's not in her world, she's looking at her world. In that house, all alone, dragging herself around.
So detailed, like you'd have to use like a really thin brush.
Oh yeah, I did.
Do you paint?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I painted this. I'm Andrew Wyeth.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Over here. You see this Georgie Bellows lithograph down here?
Mm-hmm.
Dempsey and Firpo.
Looks violent.
Georgie Bellows and I used to box ourselves. We'd fight in the alleyway right outside my tenement until we figured it was better we put brushes in our fists rather than just fists so, alone.
You two, like, fought each other?
Yeah, we were good friends, though. But you have lots of friends, huh?
Not really. Not in school, anyway.
Where?
Camp. In the summer. I go there for a few months, and then during the school year, I'm just kind of stuck.
The older you get, the more you get to be around people you like.
That's good.
And the people who are more like you, and the more you get to be who you want to be.
Can't wait for that, then.
It's a-coming. It's a-coming. Hey, you want to see something really neat? Well, look at here what I found.
Wow, there's a lot of weird stuff in here.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe they're setting up an installation?
Uh-huh.
So we're allowed in here, right? You know the artist.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
I just don't want to get into trouble.
Nah, you're not going to get in trouble.
I guess those suitcases are part of the sculpture?
Yeah, this is perfect. Suitcase.
I think those are supposed to be sculptures.
Well, yeah, but there's lots of them. There's lots of them. They're not going to miss a couple. One for you, one for me. We put all our stuff in it.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Are you ready, Betty?
For what? Mr. Wyatt?
Shh, 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 shh.
Is everything okay?
Look, you get a suitcase, I get a suitcase. We put all our stuff in it. And then we take off for wherever you want this time.
There.
Lady's choice, Betty.
Hello?
Mr. Wyatt, my name's not Betty. It's Naomi.
Hello, is there jemand?
I think we better get out of here.
Hello? Yeah, hier sollt raus. Und das könnt ihr nicht anfassen.
You can't be here.
Lass das hier.
You can't take
us. Das muss hier bleiben.
You gotta get out of here now.
Definitely go back and put that
Kupferberg suitcase here.
No, we've gotta get out of here. No.
Jerome,
we wanna go home.
Oh, my God. Jerome, I've been looking for you for 15 minutes.
I'm really confused and...
I'm sorry. Jerome, we just need to get back to the group now.
They're after us.
No, nobody's after you, Jerome.
You and Betty. Where is she?
Betty's gone, Jerome. Betty's not here.
No!
It's fine. Betty's not here, but everything's fine, okay?
Shut up.
What happened to Betty?
Betty's gone.
Gone?
Shut up.
We just need you to come back to the group.
So don't ask questions before reading it, all right? So take it.
Hey, did I miss anything?
What?
Did everyone get a handout?
I didn't.
Okay, well, here you go.
Sorry, I got lost.
Well, you're here now. Okay, so guys, you're gonna have some time now to wander around and think about who you want to do for your artist profile, okay? It could be anyone we saw today. You're gonna have lots of ideas, I think. Am I right, Henry?
Paying attention.
Hi, my name is Andrew Wyeth. I was an American painter, a modernist. Folks will say that I'm a realist, that what you see is what you get. If you look at a landscape, I'll tell you this. Something waits beneath it. The whole story doesn't show.
Naomi's World, performed by Isabel Fraunhofer as Naomi and Tom Ligon as Jerome, with Alana Fishbein, Imran Chattery, Laura Parker, Philip Godica, Dennis Pacheco, Blanche Ames, Ron Pillay, and Willie Appleman, Andrew Yeoman Glazer, and Phoebe Tyers as the students.
Ugh, this place is so boring.
Everyone in here is dead.
You can't get into the museum unless you're dead.
It's like a law or something, right?
I know, and this is the Museum of Modern Art. I don't get it.
Just you're going to make a bunch of things and then die.
It was written by Alana Fishbein and developed collaboratively by The Truth.
What, there's like an artist that like painted with his blood or something.
Jackson Pollock.
Yeah, isn't he like in a wheelchair? Cripple or something?
He was crippled.
That's FDR.
You can find out more about us at thetruthpodcast.com. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And this episode was supported in part by listeners just like you. Like Alan Hess, who'd like to remind you that you have been listening to
The Truth.
This place sucks.
I don't know.
There's hot dogs outside. That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go get some.
Radiotopia.